From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military officers for conspiracy to hack into Democratic campaign computers during the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein said the defendants attacked Hillary Clinton's campaign accounts, as well as the Democratic National Committee and others.
The conspirators created fictitious online personas, including DC Leaks and Guccifer 2.0. And they used those personas to release information, including thousands of stolen emails and other documents, beginning in June of 2016.
Rosenstein said the Justice Department has no evidence of any Americans having knowing contact with Russian intelligence officers during the campaign. But he said that there is no evidence the vote tally was swayed by the hacking. Those indictments come just days before President Trump meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland. In Britain, Trump said he would ask Putin about the allegations. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A massive suicide bombing of an election rally in southwestern Pakistan killed 128 people on Friday. The Islamic State's Amaq News Agency said that the group was responsible for the bombing. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he respectfully reinforced border security when he met with Mexican President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Friday. Pompeo said that the two countries are committed to working on trade, security, border, and regional issues, including modernizing the North American Free Trade Agreement.
As America's third largest trading partner, it's important for the United States to have a strong, fair, and reciprocal trade relationship with Mexico. Modernizing NAFTA to support the American worker is a key goal for the Trump administration.
The delegation also met with Mexico's current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, and its foreign minister to discuss the transition of power, trade, migration, and border issues. Peña Nieto said he urged the United States to quickly reunite migrant families separated at the border. The Mexican president said in a statement he called for a permanent alternative that prioritizes the well-being and rights of minors. Authorities in Pakistan arrested former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and his daughter Maryam shortly after the two landed in the eastern city of Lahore on a commercial flight from Britain Friday. An anti-corruption court had sentenced Sharif and his daughter in absentia to 10 years and 7 years in prison, respectively, for failing to explain how they acquired expensive properties in London. Tens of thousands of supporters and leaders of Sharif's party flooded the streets of Lahore all day in anticipation of the arrest of their leader. At least 54 people have been killed and dozens injured in an airstrike in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the attack late Thursday killed Islamic State fighters and 28 civilians. The monitor said it was not immediately clear whether planes from Iraq or from the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State carried out that raid. Eight endangered black rhinos, that is, are dead in Kenya following an attempt to move them from the capital to a national park hundreds of kilometers away, the government said on Friday. Kenya's government said that perhaps the initial indications were that the rhinos had died of salt poisoning because the water in their new home was saltier than what they were used to. A conservationist leader called the death of the rhinos a national tragedy. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.